Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Man of Glad Monday, and hello everybody. Welcome to our Inner Sight Freedom program. And you know, one of the things that bothers me is when people stop that breathing in the phone, please. There's noise.
Sorry,
in the phone.
I didn't realize. I'm gonna put it where it needs to be.
When people take it upon themselves to take our show and play it wherever they want and not compensate us for it, you know, I'm not happy with that. Now, our show, Inner Sight, is very unique and different. Because we're proposing and we have solutions to the problems that the disabled face all the way down the line. You know, from the ADA, the nursing home, to the service dog schools. We have proposed how these things should be remedied. You know, and it's not really open for debate, not in my mind, because we should be equal with everyone else. We should be able to read all the signs and what's on the doors and everything, and the bus stop signs, and just like everybody else can. So, people that are playing our show, and I don't want to mention the names I know about, because there may be others too. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, where's the compensation? Where's the contract? Mm-hmm. You know, just to take our program and play it now, it's got to be benefiting them in some way, otherwise they wouldn't be doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And when does it benefit us? You know,
exactly.
We need money to keep Inner Sight going. We need money to help people. We want to start a fund to keep people out of nursing homes. Now, these big multi-billion-dollar companies, if they want to play Inner Sight, they should contribute to that.
That's right.
They should put up a couple of million dollars to start a fund like that. But we can help people remain in their own home. Somebody called me today from this place called A Place for Mom. That name is so stupid and ridiculous. The best place for mom is in our home, her own home. I mean, how can you take someone out of their own home and put them in a place? You know what that sounds like to me? A place. a horrible, strange place where they don't know anybody and where they can very easily be taken advantage of. And it happens, and it's true.
Mm-hmm.
The best place for anyone, especially a mom who's up in years, is their own home. And that's what I told this person. I said, you want to help us? Start raising money to keep people in their own home. And that's when we ended our conversation, because people don't want to hear. People don't want to hear the truth.
That's true.
They want to hear the system that they believe is doing the right thing. Well, it's not.
Mm-mm.
It's a horrible, horrible. And I'm going to be getting after these companies that are playing in the site, and I'm going to tell them. And if need be, I'll even take legal action. They have no right to play our show without contributing. And you know, what I believe, I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe in every Inner Sight show, if somebody wants to play it, should be $1,000 donation, at least, maybe even more. Because what are we doing? We're not just out here giving people information, telling them, referring them to places. That stuff is played out. That stuff is horrible.
Yeah.
The referral crap. You know, that doesn't do anything. That doesn't change anybody's life. And most of the time, it doesn't even work. But the people they refer you to, either they don't have the money anymore, they don't exist, they went out of business, or whatever. It's horrible. I'll give you an example on that. I got involved with this Flexi stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
They give you a choice. You can either have the dental benefits, which isn't much, by the way. It's a little over $3,000. That's not a lot of money for dental, believe me. Or you can have the medical benefit. Now, they have another one that's for rent and utility. These are different cards that they put the money on, and you can only use it for the purpose of which it's intended. I think they stole our idea.
I think so.
On this one. So I tried to tell them. I said, look, I said, all right, you gave me there's some money there for dental. By the way, you don't even know the money is there. You get the card, and they put $750 in your account. Then you have to try to get approval for the $3,200 more. See? So they're not giving you anything. They're playing a damn-ass game with you right here.
Mm-hmm.
Then on top of that, they make you choose between the dental or the medical and the rent and the utilities. You know? I mean, why don't they give you both? This damn government owes us up the ass, man.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on. We don't pull any punches.
That's for sure.
They should give us both the dental, the medical, and the rent and utilities. What is it? $3,200 a year? That's nothing. And they're withholding some of it?
Mm-hmm.
You see how this government treats us? You see how everything is set up to push you into a nursing home? How many people in this country in the last 5 years who couldn't pay their rent for one reason or another, somebody died or they lost their job or whatever it might be, couldn't pay their rent, and that ultimately put them in a nursing home? That's what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Going to the shelter, get evicted from shelter, you can go to a nursing home very easily. And I'd like to know how many people have been pushed into that situation. There's no statistics on that. Good. Go
mm-hmm.
try to find it. Google that information. See what you get.
Yep. I'll see.
How many people who couldn't pay their rent in the last 5 years have wound up in a nursing home? Everything that this government does, look at it, figure it out, is set up so that if you can't deal with it, it's a nursing home. I don't care what it is. You know, giving you a very, very little money to live on, that's set up to push you into the nursing home. Oh, you're going to a nursing home, you don't have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about money no more. they give you your food. They give you, you're rot to death.
Mm-hmm.
But everything that this government does is set up in that way. Man, a glad Monday, by the way. brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004, Adopt an Akita. Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, thank her for all her help. And let's see, it's Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net on the email. Big East Akita Rescue, the little bear. Hey, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. Catering, lunch, dinner, Shelby's in Bellport, Tom and Michelle. Two of the most beautiful people I've ever met. 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen. Always will have a special place on Inner Sight. All right, Kennedy Realty. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Mr. Kennedy Realty. I want to thank my new friend, Jackie, who's one of our volunteers. And she's going to be driving me to the chiropractor. I appreciate that. Thank you, Jackie. And we're also going to, we're also looking into getting her to do a spot weekly on reverse mortgage. That's what she does. So a lot of misunderstandings about those things. All right, Inner Sight, brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world: Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, Athena, and all the youngsters who have passed. Go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight reminds you. All right. And we're brought to you by Nobody Starved on Long Island. If you need dog food, cat food, there's a good place to go and a good number to keep handy. 631-484-3085. Nobody Starved on Long Island. Dog food, cat food, and when they're able to do it, they can get you medical, veterinarian services. Talk to Gary, 631-484-3085 on the number. Want to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, for advertising the first two television shows that tell you that you don't need nursing homes and what the solution is and how to go about doing it. If you look at our petition on change.org, you'll get that info. Read the petition. And watch the show. Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. RCN 84 in Manhattan, Horizon Files 35, Manhattan, and on your phone with the internet, MNN.org, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. That's the time, 11 p.m. Wednesday night. Like somebody said, I don't watch the news, I watch Inner Sight. No, see the news. All right, Inner Sight. And mad or glad Monday. If you have anything you're mad about or glad about, I'll tell you one thing that people, especially in this country and probably all over the world, are not glad about. They're not glad that nursing homes are there that you can be pushed into in one way or another. Nobody's glad about that. You know, even people who are mentally challenged, many, many times, if you talk to them and try to understand them and try to get through to them, they will tell you, oh, no, I don't like it here. Referring to the nursing home.
Right.
So that's a mad that resounds around the world. People don't want to get involved with, deal with. And the glad would be that money would be there to keep people in their own home. That would be the ultimate glad, to keep people out of nursing homes and then eventually turn them into accessible housing. That would be another great glad. All right, 213-816-1650 if you saw us on Amazon or you heard us. We are out there, yes, but people are going to have to compensate us. Otherwise, don't play the show. We're getting to that point. All right. All right, anybody on the line?
Yeah, hold on. Let me look.
On Inner Sight Live. Haven't heard from Lorraine.
Oh, maybe, yeah. I don't know why it's not showing right now. No, let me try again.
Lorraine does her show. And then she usually calls
in. No, Lorraine's not there, and we're the only one so far. I refreshed.
Haven't heard from her. All right, summertime, and it appears, mind you, I said appears, that we got rid of the heat wave for the moment. Of course, that doesn't mean that another one isn't on the horizon. You never know. But, you know, be prepared. There's a good, I want to give a health tip here. There's a good water that provides all kinds of minerals. And not that we are advertising it, but it's called San Pellegrino.
Oh, I like that one.
Happens to be an Italian name. And it'd be good to keep a bottle or two around because it's very good for the in the heat wave. And I'll tell you why. It has a lot of minerals in it that clean out your kidneys and your liver. So just as a health tip, you know, get that San Pellegrino water. And it has like it's a natural carbonation. I have a bottle right here that I'm opening right now, and I'm going to take a swallow. And it tastes very good. And Pellegrino, keep it in mind. All right, Inner Sight, mad or glad, and listening to the news, Mr. Biden's son pleaded not guilty. Now, everybody's going to believe what they want to believe, you know. Mr. Biden claims, and you can't blame him. I mean, this is his son, you know. He claims that he didn't know anything about any of these goings-on with his son, Hunter. You know, that he knew nothing about it. Now, that's very hard to believe. I'm not saying that maybe he didn't know anything about it, but more likely that he did. You know? And, of course, he's not going to, now, none of them are going to talk about it because now comes the famous a lawyer line, of course, that we all know, don't say a word. Once it gets into court, that's what happens 99% of the time. But you're not going to hear anything about it now. Now, the other thing that bothers me, to me, is mad is I heard on the news today that the big JP Morgan Chase, you know, they own Chase and all that, was involved, at least allegedly involved, in this sex trafficking thing with these girls that took place, I guess, several years ago. You know, this guy, Jeffrey somebody, I don't want to say his last name anyway. But, and also, another name came up when the news was being given. Clinton was supposedly somehow involved in this. So you see, all these things are make people mad. You know, that these politicians go around and dream up these schemes and do all this stuff, allegedly do it. You know, you got to have your day in court. And many a times, we the disabled don't even get that, by the way. People with the big money will always get that. But there you have the goings-on of the world. You know, these billionaires, trillionaires, or whatever you want to call them. Making these deals, corrupting people, and so on and so forth. Well, that's a mad, you know, that these politicians who
hey, Frank.
There was a joke on the radio, the old Abbott and Costello, where the guy came in, one of the mayors of Beverly Hills or something, whatever it was out there, and they were joking with him. They said, oh, you promised to do this and that and clean up the city and reduce crime. He said, what happened? The guy says, oh, I got elected. And that's about what it comes down to.
Yeah.
They make all these promises.
Yeah,
then they get elected, and everything goes out the window. They forget about it. Or people tell them, so-and-so, nah, you better, I know what you said when you wanted to get elected, but, you know, you told people what they wanted to hear, but you better not do that. That's not a good thing to do because, you know, you take a lot of these, whatever the situation may be, all these union guys, you know, they're not going to like that, and you're going to be in big trouble. You know, they get advice from people.
Yeah.
And they follow it, and they yield to the advice, and many a time, there goes the promise that they made and something that maybe they wanted to do good. And then 2-3 guys come along, or, you know, so-called advisors, and talk them out of it. And then, you know, especially when they say, oh, if you're going to do that, we can't back you up, you know. And these could be people who put up money to get them elected. So that's how it works, folks. You know. If I was a rich guy, one of the first things I would do is I'd buy a nursing home.
I know what you intend to do. That's why I'm laughing.
Buy a nursing home. I'd get everybody out. put them in their apartment, you know, nice dwelling. And then I turned that nursing home into accessible housing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I would have it all over the media and so on and so forth. And I'd go to Congress and I'd say, now here, this is what you're going to do. I wouldn't ask them to do it.
That's
right. I'd tell them to do it.
Mm-hmm.
This is what you're going to do. You see that nursing home? What used to be a nursing home over there in California or wherever it would be?
Wherever it is, yeah.
Here it is on video. See it? Beautiful, accessible housing. People are living there with the help that they need. Thanks to Inner Sight, who came into the money. Now, this is what you're going to do. You're going to take this place and you're going to use it as an example. Now, I don't give a damn if you pass a law or not. It's still going to happen. Of course, the best way to do it is to pass a law because you don't want to take a chance that these damn places are going to pop up again. So, there's part of the Inner Sight dream right there.
Yeah.
What I've just described. All right, Inner Sight, let's see. Tomorrow night's open mic. Wednesday is our nursing home show. And, of course, the title is Turn Nursing Homes into Accessible Housing. And the theme will be The System is Broken.
Yeah.
Now, you've heard the expression, if it ain't broken, don't fix it. Well, this thing is broken. We're going to tell you how to fix it on Wednesday night. So join with us. And, of course, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, the nursing home show on Manhattan Neighborhood Network with the Inner Sight. If you haven't seen it yet, check it out and sign the petition. Join with us in turning these nursing homes into accessible housing. There's a sweet, sweet angel dog across the road here. And I just heard it talk. You know, dogs understand a lot of things that people don't give them credit for.
That's right.
And that dog wants to get rid of the nursing home.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, around the world, 213-816-1650. And I got a note from, got a message from a woman. God bless you for trying to do this and get rid of these nursing homes. She said, I have no family. I have no one. She said, I'm so afraid that they're going to put me in a nursing home.
Aww.
I told her, I said, you keep in touch with Inner Sight.
Yes.
See, people are beginning to appreciate what we want to do. Because it's a normal, natural thing. What we want to do is normal. The nursing homes are abnormal. In fact, I would label them as modern concentration camps.
Oh, yeah.
Abnormal.
Mm-hmm.
To have places like that. So, yeah, sign the petition.
Yeah, I have it listed. I put that in my tweet.
Tell them how to find a petition since you're talking.
Yeah, it's rather easy. I'm actually on the page just looking at it to see what how many people we got. But I'm just going to go to where I get it always. You create a profile. Everybody, you know, creates a profile because you need to be able to start looking for the petitions. And then just type in under, when you go to the very right, you'll see three lines. And then you go to the word search. Okay? A little complicated, but that's the way the site is. Some of them are better than others. And then after you do that, you'll see, you know, you type in the word Inner Sight Freedom, Inner Sight as one word, INNERSIGHT, and then the word freedom, and you'll be able to find it from there.
Well, people have been finding it. We increased
yeah.
the numbers, right?
It'd be nice, yeah.
So they've been finding it.
Which is good.
And we also have a service dog.
Yes.
Petition. You can sign that in honor of Milton. Somebody sent me, Ira Tucker sent me a text the other day, and it had to be a definite mad. The first time I ever heard Ira say, "What was the date of Milton's murder?"
Oh God!
That really.
Yeah.
You get a text like that.
Mm-hmm.
It shows you that our Inner Sight publicist is absolutely outraged.
Oh yeah.
So sign the petition in honor of Milton. License the school. They should be licensed. Regulate them.
Mm-hmm.
Give blind people rights.
Mm-hmm.
In service dog. Make it so that a blind person is entitled to a service dog. That doesn't mean everyone should have one. It means they're entitled to one. What's that noise in the background?
I don't know.
Sounds like a...
I have my hearing aids in, but I don't hear it.
Sounds kind of a machine.
Oh. Wow.
What is that?
Oh, that's my air condition. We needed a new one.
Well, turn it off. You don't need air condition. You open the windows.
I can't reach the window. Are you crazy? I can't reach it. I only have the, what do you call, remote control for the air condition if it gets too cold.
Yeah, well, it's making a racket on the show.
Yeah, it sure is. I didn't realize it even was making a racket until I put my hearing aids today, and I'm like, whoa, what a difference. It's making a big, loud noise.
You're making a racket now. I'm talking like that.
Well,
the
I'm just answering. I'm sorry?
You're supposed to be the engineer.
I am.
So much.
Oh, well, there's nobody online right now.
832 New York, Inner Sight, Mad or Glad Mondays. And if you have anything to say about that, 213-816-1650. Anyone out there, have you heard our show on Amazon? I'd like to know if anyone who's listening, if you ever heard the show on Amazon.
Excuse me, Frank.
Call him. Let
I wanted to see what it was like, so I clicked on that, and then it led me to everything. It's right in the top five in terms. I put Inner Sight Freedom, and then I did a search, and we're in the top five on that. So I find it interesting.
Top five on what?
On the listings on Google, that's good. When you approach the listings on Google and you're in the top five, it's good.
Well, wait a minute now. Is Google, that's Apple, right?
Well, I did a Google search, remember? And I happened to get, you know, a whole bunch of stuff.
Now, my next question is Apple playing our show too?
Hang on, let me check. I only see Amazon right now. Facebook has it because we're a Facebook, organization. We already have it, but they don't. They're not doing like what Amazon did. They're you know, just publishing us. That's all. And let's see. I don't know what this is. It's Castro podcast app. Never heard of that. And then Twitter. Of course, we do the Twitter feeds. Something called Audacity. I have no idea what that is. This really made me proud, actually. We're on the Muckruck, but nobody, I don't know who put us up there, but we are, you know how Caruso's on the Muckruck too. So I was quite
I'm talking about, wait, you're getting off the subject here. I'm talking about companies, big companies that are playing our show. I only know of the one. I want to know if Apple's playing it.
Yeah, I could look. Hold on.
You know, because if people are going to play our show, they should compensate us. We produce this show.
And guess what? Apple is.
Where is that?
Where? When I typed in InnoSight Freedom Apple Podcast. And I got, on the first line, it says InnoSight Freedom on Apple Podcasts.
So they're playing our show on their podcast.
On their podcast, yeah.
How can they get away with this?
I don't know. We have to talk to a copyright lawyer, I guess. Or lawyer, period.
I mean, there's got to be a way to do something about this. I'm gonna make some inquiries.
Yeah, there should be. And definitely speak to a lawyer, because I have no idea about this.
Well. All right, InnoSight, anyone who has heard the show, now that Apple, is that video or is that audio?
That's
right?
Audio. That's audio, yeah.
Anyone who has heard the show, well, I'm surprised they didn't go to Manhattan Cable and get the video.
Right. I don't know.
Well, maybe
let me look that up. Yeah, maybe
they
have and that's why it... Yeah, you're right.
Stop disappearing when I'm saying something. Maybe they have gone to Manhattan Cable and taken the video and put it someplace. We don't know.
That's right.
There seems to be a lot of InnoSight programming going on that we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
Something's got to be done about this. All right. And
yeah.
We're gonna look into. We're gonna get to the bottom of this. Not right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. InnoSight 213-816-1650. Phone number here. Man, a glad Monday. And don't forget. Friday night is our frolic. We have a lot of fun around here. Goofball. Go crazy. Friday night on InnoSight. Okay. New York, 8:37 it's about. Here in New York, it's about maybe 72 degrees. Yes, and in listening to the news, another thing that bothers me, you hear a lot about artificial information called AI. Now, there was a whole thing on, and there still is, on artificial flavor, artificial food, artificial this, artificial that. And there's a lot of YouTube being done on how some of these artificial foods are causing people to lose vitality in their brain and to lose their memory. There's one guy on YouTube, a doctor who I think it was John Hopkins, who had discovered five different ingredients that's in the food that is causing people to lose their memory.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Artificial. Now, if you can't trust that, and you know that a lot of this artificial stuff is causing trouble, how much trouble that has either gone undetected or unpublished, how much trouble is being caused by artificial information? Anything artificial is not good for the earth. A lot of people don't believe that. But it's true. The Bible says it. And I believe it.
I believe it.
Anything artificial will hurt the earth. And I think we're seeing a lot of that now. Different things. The weather and so on and so forth. So I'm not happy with AI, artificial.
Mm-hmm.
You know, make it real, make it organic. I'm waiting for somebody to come out with organic information.
Yeah.
They're going to run that guy out of town, that person out of town comes out with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Inner Sight. Monday, Man of Glad. 213-816-1650. And I want to thank all of our friends who got together back in May for the Day for Milton and gave us a beautiful, beautiful celebration for a great guide dog. And we really appreciate the people that came out for that. They're all good Inner Sight people, that's for sure. Guy stopped me the other day in the coffee bean. He says, "Oh, you remember me?" He says, "We over there, and Dave from Milton, and his girlfriend made a donation." But sure, I remember you. You remembered my dog and all that. People don't forget these things, you know. A couple of years ago, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, I was walking down the street in New York City, and this guy comes up to me out of the blue. He says, "How's the baby?" I said, "What?" I said, "Sir, do I know you?" He said, what baby? He says, "Oh," he says, I read the whole story." And then I finally realized, it hit me, he's talking about my daughter Mary when she was born. I said, "You remember that?" You know, and we're going back 20, 25 years at least at the mm-hmm. time. And this guy went on and on, and he says, "I'll never forget it." You know? So, well, thank you so much. And I said, she's a big girl. Yeah, I think she's a grown woman.
Mm-hmm.
So people remember things. A lot of them remember. They don't forget. And they know. A lot of people know, not enough people know yet, but a lot of them know what we stand for. You know, because we stand for freedom and we stand for something. we don't just come up here and tell you, you know, make out this application for you here and there and everywhere else. We go above and beyond that. And that's why people are playing in a sight, you know, all over these podcasts and companies and everything else. I wonder how many other companies are playing our show.
Why?
Do a company search.
I'll look.
I mean, if it's all over the place,
yeah,
then we should be benefiting from it.
That's right.
How many, here's the next question is, how many millions of people, okay, we get a count here, 120,000 plus, but how many millions of people have heard our show on these other podcasts, these big trillion
they
dollars?
They don't divide that way. I don't think. I have to call.
What?
They don't divide that way. You can't tell on the statistics, you know, for blog. They give you, like, of all the shows people are watching.
I'm talking about these other entities that are playing our show.
Yeah, okay.
We know how many listen on blog.
Right.
But how many more?
Mm-hmm.
Have listened on these other companies.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I might as well mention them anyway since we're up there. Amazon, the two big ones, Amazon and Apple.
Mm-hmm.
And who knows how many more. Stop saying mm-hmm. Stop that. Sound like a moron. And, you know, people listening to our show and obviously getting something out of it, otherwise they wouldn't be up there, believe me. They wouldn't have it up there if they weren't getting anything out of it. We gotta straighten that out.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Yes.
We really have to straighten that out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like what's going on.
I don't either.
Taking advantage of, if they want the show, it's going to cost them $1,000 an episode.
Mm-hmm.
The money goes into InnerSight. All right. There you have a mad. Hopefully that will be turned into a glad.
I hope so.
So, we'll see what happens. All right, InnerSight. You have a mad or a glad?
it's all right. I basically forgot part of it, but he's yelling, I'm sorry.
No mad or glad. All right. Well, I would like to turn all the mad into glad.
So would I.
That would be a nice thing to do, you know. Just no more mad.
Wow. I just saw this. We published one. I'm sorry. You got a second?
That noise in the background is horrible.
Yeah, I know. It's my damn air conditioner.
All right, InnerSight, and if you're out there and you've watched, you've listened to the show on Amazon or Apple, give us a call, 213-816-1650. And by the way, Sweet Pepper Treat is taking a break from the show. She's helping her mom, So we hope to have her back on in the next couple of weeks with her musical interlude. Now, what were you going to say?
I found another that's called the Player FM podcast app, and they're also playing us. I keep finding a lot,
Player?
Which is not good.
What is it called?
Player FM. So it's like a, hold on, it's like a podcast thing that, like us, like Blog Talk would be to hold the stuff, but they also are advertising it too.
Player FM.
Correct.
Now who?
PBS
who owns,
NewsHour is also on there.
Who owns that podcast?
I have no idea. I'm trying to find that. It's like a FM radio station.
A lot of these podcasts could be owned by big trillion-dollar companies.
Probably. I won't doubt that.
Where do they play that? On the radio?
Online, primarily online.
Online?
Yeah.
When is it on?
That's the problem. I don't know. I got to find that out. I'm looking through their format. It's a little different. So I got to, you know, really study it and see if I can get it.
Don't tell you when. Oh, you got to find when it's on. Yeah, well, there's another one, see?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the three, put the three together. And how many people have heard the show?
We don't know.
You know? Got to be in the millions. You got two. You got the two big, you know, Apple and the Amazon right there.
Right.
Got to be in the millions of people that have heard our show.
That's right. I don't know if blog does this, because if you look at some of the way they, it comes off of our blog feed. So I have to look into that also, you know?
I don't know.
If that's how they advertise us, if that's how they advertise us, wow.
I can't talk.
Yeah.
The most horrible thing is to produce a show and you have no contact with the owner. A horrible situation. Shouldn't be.
It is, yeah.
But we'll get to it.
Yeah, we will.
We'll get to the
bottom. To me, this is very important.
Now, the next question is, are any of these companies, especially Apple and Amazon, are they making any money?
I don't know.
Why would they put it up there if they're not making any money?
Exactly. They charge on Amazon zero, but that means if they people start putting a lot of requests in for it, then they're going to charge something for it, and then they'll be getting it. You know, that bothers me.
I don't know. But if people are listening, they're getting something out of it.
Right. This Player FM that I told you about, it has a lot of categories, and they've put them up on just on their FM, you know, radio, and it says disability, of course, advocacy. It has empowerment. I'm like, it has everything on there. You know?
And they have Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Playing Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I went to Audible just to see what's going on. That's where it is.
We'll get,
yeah, here we go.
Somehow get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. Audible says free, and Amazon Music says free also. Both are zeros. But I don't know if that's because you called the other time, and it's just for a short time. I don't know.
I don't know. There's a lot of things we don't know.
Yeah.
All right, Matter Glad Monday on Insight. And we got a few minutes left. 213-816-1650. If you want to call in, and if you do call in, keep it clean.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to have to give it the boot. All right, I want to say hello to all our friends out there, people that help us, people that listen to us, people who are recovering from illness. And by the way, if you're in a nursing home and you need help, give us a call, send us an email, or have your relative or loved one or friend do InnerSight 1620-1620 gmail.com. And we'll get back to you. We're not afraid to call the nursing home administration. Matter of fact, we had to make a call last night for a lady.
Mm-hmm.
So, InnerSight is here. We're 24/7. Stop that breathing in the phone like that.
Sorry.
It's horrible. Put yourself on mute.
I'm sorry? I can't hear too well. That's why I'm having trouble.
Put yourself on mute so we don't hear that noise.
Okay. But you got it. Here we are.
All right. InnerSight. Tomorrow night's open mic. And once again, don't forget, Wednesday night, 11 o'clock, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997. The nursing home program. They've got two different shows over there. They're going to rotate them. One is called Nursing Home Solution, and the other one is called Nursing Home Horrors. So eventually you're 1997 Manhattan, Verizon File 35 in Manhattan, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, and RCN 84, 11 o'clock Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. On your smartphone or computer, Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, 11 o'clock Wednesday night. On the nursing home, the two different programs. So check them out and go to our petition. Help us get those names. We're building up to a news conference to be held in October at Philo here in Suffolk County, New York. So anyone who would like to be a part of that, send us an email or call InnerSight 312-224-3090. InnerSight means freedom, advocates for the disabled. And thank you so much for listening. Be with you tomorrow night on the open mic, InnerSight. Thank you. Goodbye, world. InnerSight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. InnerSight. Yeah. Terry, turn on the flashlight. Siri, hello. Turn on the flashlight. Siri, are you there? Siri, hello.